You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams. Yes, indeed, like the show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. So no fooling. That's who we are. It's what we do. Hey, listen, I got a guy coming on the show right now. He's been on several times before. Andrew Sorrell is a state representative currently serving in House District 3 over in Colbert County. Grew up in Muscle Shoals, a businessman. He graduated from UNA. He has been a state representative now for the last 4 years and is running statewide to be your next state auditor. So with that being said, he's in a runoff, today's the day. I mean, we got half a day of voting left, maybe 4 hours. So without further ado, Andrew Sorrell on the line. Andrew, how you doing today?
Phil, I'm doing great. It's been a long time coming. I announced for this state auditor race exactly 1 year ago today on WVNN, actually. So, I've been campaigning all over the state for 1 year. We're excited to see this drawn to a conclusion and hoping for a successful conclusion later on this evening.
Well, man, you've been going hard at it. There's no doubt about that. So how many counties you reckon you've been to at the 67 that Alabama has?
Probably close to 50. I know I haven't made every single county, but I was able to check a few more off the list in the last few weeks. And glad that I got to spend some time down in, like, the Wiregrass, for instance. I won a lot of those counties, and people said, hey, how are you winning those counties? You're from North Alabama. Well, I went there routinely, did a lot of events down there, and I think that played a role.
Well, I think it definitely plays a role. There's no, I think even in today's age, I mean, you got to have the ads on TV, you got to have the social media, but there's really just no substitute for good old retail politics, getting out there and shaking hands.
Well, especially for something like state auditor. I was just texting with a friend a few minutes ago, and he was at the dentist, and he said, hey, all 11 of these people said that they're going to go vote, but none of them knew who to vote for auditor. And he said, hey, I know Andrew Sorrell, but please vote for Andrew. And he said that everyone in the dentist's office is going to go on their lunch break and vote for me now. So it's relatively easy to get votes for a down-ballot race like state auditor because people are less familiar with it. So to your point, when you're willing to go down and campaign an enterprise, for instance, and you go to the South Alabama Liberty Group, well, there were 200 people there when I spoke to that group last fall. And those people, I believe, spread the word. And I got about 50% of the vote there in a three-way race on May 24. So I absolutely do think that getting your face out there is key.
Well, I think so, and I think you've done a good job of doing that, getting out and about. Now, listen, I mean, you're an interesting person in and of yourself, just aside from the fact you want to run for state auditor. I mean, you've been an entrepreneur, you're a pilot's license, a scuba diver, you were an Eagle Scout, serving the state house. And of course, you and your sweet wife have a beautiful baby now. So all that to say, you got hobbies, you got other things you could be doing, but apparently you still want to be state auditor.
You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur, as you noted. I've started three successful companies, the first at age 16. That was my most successful and largest company. We had almost 40 employees at one point. I sold that company about a year ago. Own two gun stores, currently one in Florence, one in Huntsville, and own a real estate company where we invest mostly in the Huntsville area. So I am not in politics for the paycheck. I make my money in the private sector. I'm in politics because I care about the future of Alabama and because I'm concerned about the future of America. And in 2009, when Barack Obama got elected president, I went from being simply a voter to being an activist because I couldn't stand it any longer. And here we are 12 years later, and what do you know, I'm running for a statewide office myself and proud to say I have the most conservative voting record in the Alabama State House the last 3 years in a row. I've either been ranked number one most conservative or tied for number one most conservative on four different scorecards for the last 3 years.
Well, and that definitely carries weight, especially on this show, because my organization, the Alabama Policy Institute, is one of those who recognized you as such and gave you an award called the Policy Warrior Award for that. But let me ask you this, man. Remind the audience, for those who may not have heard you on this show before, you've been on like three or four times, I believe, but just go ahead, if you will, state auditor, what the heck does it do? Why is it important? And even in the fact that some people want to do away with it, why would we keep it?
Well, I'll give your audience my elevator speech. And by the way, it's the same elevator speech I had to give on the floor of the State House to 104 of my colleagues when there was a bill on the State House floor this year to eliminate the state auditor's office. It had already passed the Senate. There was only one no vote in the entire Senate, and it was actually a Democrat that voted no. We were able to stop the bill in the House because my colleagues stuck with me. They saw the value of the state auditor's office, and I appreciate them helping me kill that bill because I think it's a bad bill for Alabama. We don't need to be eliminating the government accountability position. We need to be strengthening the government accountability position. So the state auditor tracks $1.2 billion worth of taxpayer-owned property. Every pickup truck, iPad, shotgun that the state of Alabama owns, anything that costs $500 or more originally, or anything that would be considered sensitive in nature, so a computer hard drive, a cell phone, anything like that is going to be tracked by the state auditor's office. We do it on a budget of less than $1 million per year. And we also, the state auditor, appoints 66 registrars in 66 different counties. Every county except for Jefferson County has a board of registrar member appointed by the state auditor. Now, I happened to catch a segment on your show a day or two ago where there was apparently a mix-up with some ballots in Lauderdale County. We've seen the same thing in Etowah County. These board of registrar seats are really important. They have to get these lines done correctly. They have to get the correct ballot to the correct people because it impacts public policy in the state if they don't.
Well, I totally agree. In fact, I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but someone somewhere needs to have more than a training session. They need to have like a test that future registrars are required to take before they get the appointment. Like, how do you draw a straight line on the registrar's map? I don't know. But anyway, that's another story. But, well, listen, you've got a runoff right now. I mean, the polls were close, but it's going all the way to the wire. You got, what, 4 hours left, less than 4 hours before the polls close, at least in most of the state. I know some of the polls are having to stay open, like in Montgomery and Jefferson County, because they had some issues with software and that kind of stuff. But what's your last-minute pitch? Why you over the other guy?
You know, my opponent is a good man, and I believe he's probably a conservative, but you never really know until somebody holds public office and you have a voting record to hold him accountable for. And you can rest assured that I am a real conservative. I am who I say I am. I'm a true fiscal and social conservative, and the scorecards prove it. So I think that can give people a lot of confidence with regards to voting for me for state auditor today. And by the way, who do you want for your state auditor? Do you want somebody who's loose and free with the taxpayer dollar, or do you want somebody who's tight and is going to track every single penny? Because the latter is a good representation of the way that I voted in the state legislature. I don't vote to borrow money. Why are we borrowing money when we have record-setting budgets? Speaking of budgets, I don't vote for budgets that grow government faster than the rate of inflation. And I don't vote for tax increases or new fees because I think we're taxed enough already. All three of those things, I think, make me the perfect personality, the perfect fit for state auditor. And I'll close by saying this. If you were to poll the Montgomery special interest, I would not be the next state auditor. They would not want me down there. And that's exactly why I think the audience should vote for me for state auditor.
Well, that's a good pitch, and I think you're right. I mean, I think the Montgomery establishment is leery of having people who come in with principles that they can't sway. And you know, it's one thing to say I'll work with you. It's another thing to say I'll do what you want, because that's two different things. And so I certainly appreciate that principal position. Well, listen, State Representative Andrew Sorrell, if folks are still undecided at the last minute, tell them where they can find out something about you as they head to the polls before the day is over.
Well, I'm going to give them three options. I'm going to give my cell phone number out in just a second. And if any of them have questions, they're welcome to text me or give me a call when I get off the radio. They can go to my website, andrewsorrell.com, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. They can find me on Facebook, Andrew Sorrell for State Auditor. And that cell phone number is 256-577-8562. Encourage anyone who has questions today, reach out to me and ask me. I'd love to earn your vote in the next 4 hours.
Well, so tell me this. How many times have you given that number out and had somebody actually call you?
Hey, listen, when I ran for state house, I gave my number out 10,000 times because everybody who wasn't home, I left a sticky note on their door with my cell phone number. I get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, I guarantee you do. I remember when the AEA, the teachers union, thought it would be funny to publish my cell phone number, never knowing that I gave it out to people regularly anyway and could care less. But all right, State Representative Andrew Sorrell, 3 hours, 44 minutes till the polls close, running for state auditor. We appreciate you being on today. Best of luck to you, man.
Thanks so much for having me on, Phil.
Thank you. All right, folks, you got decisions to make. Maybe you've already made them. Maybe you've already voted. Maybe you're there right now at the polls. I'm just saying, you got to know, and it's the goal of this show, is to make sure that you have an opportunity to hear from these candidates as much as possible. like I don't endorse, but what I do endorse is conservatism. Absolutely do. So make your decisions, folks, but please, whatever you do, vote. I don't care if you vote for the one you think I like. I don't care if you vote for the ones that, you know, that Dale Jackson endorsed or whatever. The bottom line is this: please vote. Please don't let it be a wasted opportunity. Please don't let there be a situation where we find out once again that it's too close to call and that it was only one or two vote differences, like we've seen in several elections across the state where they're having to get attorneys involved because a few more people going to the polls might have locked it in and made it uncontrovertible. Anyway, there we are. Copper, move us to the break. We will do that. I'll come back and wrap up some of that stuff about, you know, how's that working for you? And got a little more breaking news. And then 3:30, after that 3:30 news break, we got my friend's former state senator, legal counsel to the governor, Brian Taylor, coming on. He's the attorney for some of these election challenges. We'll talk to him about that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.